accordance with Section 28 of the Charter of the Office of Footy Tipping Rights and Responsibilities Act 2023, I move that the current BSP tipping letter now be read a second time. Listeners, I sit here looking at our tipping outcomes for the first third of the 2024 AFL season, and it is clear that times are indeed tough for many tipsters, but none more so than the dedicated and hardworking BSP tipsters who remain in situ. Only two tips separate humble Ninny Poo in 10th and commercial radio host Hobbsy in 3rd. Concerningly, despite outsourcing our BD Gremlin to overseas shores to distract him with exotic American pastimes such as ice hockey and practicing his best Matt Damon Harvard accent whilst wearing shorts, the omnipotent overlord of tipping remains in 2nd with 45 tips. Nothing, however, in these unprecedented times is more concerning than when this sacred firm of footy tipping is infiltrated by an outsider. And sadly, this is the current case. The entity known as Bray Hogan, which isn't an overpriced dish at a three-hatted restaurant on the Surf Coast, but a footy savant with access to weather predictive modelling beyond our wildest dreams. He has exploited his unfair advantage without doubt, as we all know that nothing affects the footy more than the weather. On 47 tips, his lead is not only unsurmountable, but it has also piqued the interest of arbiters, who will keep a close eye on their tipping behaviours. Levies, sanctions and restrictions may be used to bring this tipping letter back to parity, or some of us may just have to eventually tip more than 4 in a week. We will wait and monitor with joy and concern. As you are aware, this is indeed budget week, and the thing footy fans must budget the most in the month of May is time. We have 9 weeks into the season, and our obsessive viewing habits will begin to grate on those non-footy watching associates in our lives. As the novelty of the new season begins to fade and the Kane Corns, Wayne Carey and Sam McClure vitriolic takes blend into one, now is the time for discipline. This week I present to you a time-sensible footy budget as we balance the two challenges facing many of us, wanting to tip 7+ and score more than 2,200 in Supercoach and wanting to see the MTC's production of The Almighty Sometimes on Saturday night. With this budget, listeners, we believe that we can achieve both of these important outcomes. This week, with regards to footy watching, we are making sensible choices after a rigorous investigation done by the appropriate time spent watching football study. We have ascertained that 360 minutes a weekend is a sustainable amount of viewing time, an amount which excludes pre- and post-game dribble and halftime roamings with Brian. As this footy budget is about helping our listeners, we have made budgetary allocations for you this week, which are as follows for round 9. Sitting on the precipice of top 4 and top 8, riddled with storylines due to a semi-final rematch, and overreactive fans ready to melt down talkback or Twitter after a loss, and a high possibility of a tight affair means that Carlton versus Melbourne is must watch, and a full 120 minutes has been allocated here as so. If you must connect with non-footy watchers on a Thursday night, post-work wines at Kirk's or a halftime meme dump are your best options here. Just because this budget is responsible does not mean it is not bold. We are again using our full allotment of time on Game 2, Geelong versus Port Adelaide on a Friday Eve. Starting at 10 at 7:10 means that your footy commitments are complete by 10:10 and you are ready to hit the disco tiles, or whatever the kids call it these days, before midnight. Geelong are the perennial powerhouse, more consistent than James Fitz's tipping and with Jack Anglis's anti-aging capabilities. Sitting second on the ladder with 129 percentage points, they will be a formidable force to overcome at Cadinia Park, looking fresh after some state funding of its own, may we say. Port, conversely, are wobbly at the moment, seemingly never having recovered from the Penfolds binge that resulted in a 69-point drumming of Essendon during Gather Round, but our dear friend Kane has called his alumni mentally weak. And we all know that when a privileged white man in the media criticises you for trying your best, you best well get it together. Expect Port to bring a top-shelf performance worthy of 120 minutes of your viewing time. Sadly, the AFL, desperate to appease Western Australians' pleas for prime-time relevancy, we have a clash on Friday night. Thankfully, it's Freo versus Sydney. Top of the table, flying under the radar and looking the business. It's a FIFO job for the Swans and one they will do without fanfare and we will acknowledge without watching. Saturday presents us with some tough decisions. We only have 120 minutes of football left in our budget because if we go over that budget, we will be told that we'll not be able to manage time appropriately. 1:45 p.m. is Hawthorn versus St Kilda in Tasmania. and it is not worth the full billing. If the AFL wants me to watch games in Tasmania, they need to fast track that devil team. I want to see one pages. I want to see their logo on it. I want to see it with timelines. I'm recommending a 15-minute watch of Darcy Wilson's highlights and nothing more. 4:35 p.m. Essendon versus GWS, and the Sassy Giants may have jumped the shark this season with a greater focus on spent on social media curation rather than actual results. Third versus fifth, Bomber fans sit at a sub-boil simmer, just champing at the bit to blow the lid off. A win will let them loose on the runway. Sydney siders hate Melbourne, and Marvel ain't Melbourne, though, in Western Sydney. Well, it ain't Sydney, so this could be close, especially early on. We recommend then allocating a watching of the first quarter, then organising your evening plans, and then returning for the final quarter and the finale. 45 minutes remaining in our budget and two terrible games to try and use it on. Richmond versus the Dogs, Suns versus the Roos. 2.5 minutes spent on each watching the highlights via Insta after the aforementioned MTC show concludes. Sunday, we've got a big pickle. It's Mother's Day. If your mother loves footy and she barracks for Collingwood, well, you're running into deficit. But chalet season and the buy rounds are approaching soon, and you can recover your footy minutes over that period. 1 p.m. Pies at Marvel versus West Coast. Yes, even the AFL is trying to make you not watch this match. For the teeth amongst us, 15-minute highlights packages should be all that you need. And finally, Sunday, 4 p.m, Adelaide versus Brisbane, 12th versus 13th. This isn't top billing, but the Crows are off a showdown win, and Brisbane are lining up to be the next to get kicked all week in the football media. Tune in for the final quarter with some meal prep leftovers, and you could see it, the footy media agenda for the week ahead. Minutes spent, job done, well almost, because never fear, I would never forget to give you just the tip. Speed round tipping, Melbourne defeats Carlton by 5 points, Geelong over Port, Freo are going to lose to Sydney at home. St Kilda, Giants, the Dogs and the Suns will all win on the Saturday, and Mother's Day gift for Collingwood as they defeat the West Coast Eagles, and it's a coin toss between the Crows and the Lions in Adelaide. I'm going to go with the Crows, but just for the media meltdown. That was just a tip for round 9 of the AFL season. I hope you all enjoy your weekends. That footy. I like footy. I like footy. I like footy. I like footy.